We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Looking around the NFC South, we want to welcome into the program Rick Stroud. You can find him on Twitter at NFL Stroud, S-T-R-O-U-D, lead writer for the Tampa Bay Times, who joins us to talk a little bit about what's going on down in Florida as the Bucs get ready to take on the Miami Dolphins tonight. Welcome to the show, Rick.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Rick, I'm going to ask you, what is going on with Jameis Winston? I know, you know, the whole Uber thing has went away, but what is the sentiment about him in Tampa Bay right now? How are people feeling about him?
Well, I mean, I think it's, you know, there's a lot of disappointment. Obviously, he came into the league with a lot of questions about his character, and you know, it was what they had hoped would never occur, has, and so... You know, I think Dirk Cutter said it the first day that he has put his team and himself in a really bad position. I mean, you know, they have a lot invested in him in terms of a first round pick and, you know, three years as their starter. And, you know, to not have your starting quarterback in the NFC South, I think if you took any of those guys off their teams for 3 weeks to begin the season for a suspension, you know, none of them would do very well. So, you know, it's a tough thing, and you know, Jameis right now has been humbled having to take second and third team reps. He's, you know, taking kind of a back seat for now, but they hope to get him back, I guess, week four at Chicago.
Talking with Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times. You can find him on Twitter at NFL Stroud. Very latest on the Tampa Bay Bucs. We were sitting here, Rick, this time last year in Atlanta, and we were talking about the Falcons coming off, you know, the Super Bowl season and who was going to be the biggest threat to the Falcons, and it was kind of, you know, consensus here that it was going to be Tampa, and that didn't happen. So obviously, so what's the theory now down there? The feeling about Dirk Cutter and where this franchise is headed this year?
Well, I mean, I think it's, you know, pretty obvious that Dirk knows he needs to win. That's probably true of Jason Light, their GM, who's going into his fifth year. And, you know, I think they got over their skis last year. A lot of the national perception was probably shaped by Hard Knocks. They may have bought into some of that themselves, and they won a very good football team. Now, I would say that a big story last year for them was Jameis getting hurt. He did that pretty early in the season. He played 3 weeks with a bad shoulder, and then they sat him down for 3 weeks. When he came back, he was a much better quarterback. His arm is helping now. It looks like he's thrown the ball as well as he ever has. But they were not a good football team, and really defensively is where they had fallen down. They had not invested in the draft and many defensive players, particularly on the defensive line. So if you look at what they did in the offseason, you know, they really concentrated on fortifying that with, you know, Bo Allen and Vinnie Curry coming over from the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, they draft Vita Vea, the big defensive tackle from Washington in the first round, and then they get and trade for Jason Pierre-Paul. So that defensive line has been completely rebuilt to go with Gerald McCoy and Noah Spence coming back from shoulder surgery, and they feel like that's going to be the biggest difference for him from the 2 years.
You know, I know you mentioned that Jameis Winston was hurt last year, but how much did the bye week affect this team as well, not having a bye week affect this team?
You know, I don't think that was as big of a deal. You know, once you got into the season, they did have a Thursday night game, so you get kind of a mini bye week there. I mean, clearly nobody wants to have to play 16 straight weeks. And I think, you know, football players are creatures of habit. Miami had to endure it. You know, they had a bad season primarily because of their quarterback situation. So, I mean, you know, those things happen. And you if you're a good football team, I think you overcome that. You know, I don't think it becomes a story. But, it was, you know, the hurricane was something that was disruptive for everybody in Florida. And they were fortunate in Tampa that it wasn't more of a direct hit. So, I don't think they felt too sorry for themselves once they got it. Really, you know, their bye week wasn't until week 11 anyway, so you really can't excuse what happened before that.
Talking with Rick Stroud, John and Hugh on the morning show, as we discuss the Tampa Bay Bucs and where they stand going into their preseason opener tonight against the Dolphins in Miami. Rick, talk a little bit about your offense here. What does it mean for this team? How are they going to handle the preseason with Jameis? Your first three games, the Bucs' first three games are against no less than the Saints, the Steelers, and the Eagles in some order and fashion. And you're going to have to do them without Jameis because of this suspension and what kind of eight ball you might be behind when you get to week four. So how do you play the preseason?
Well, it's a challenge. They're not really sure how they're going to do it. I mean, they have a plan, but, you know, part of the problem is it's hard to get one quarterback ready for the season. It really is. And now you're at a situation where you have to get two ready in Ryan Fitzpatrick. And, you know, Ryan is going to be the starter in New Orleans. That much they know. Jameis will not be back until the end of September. So, but you still have to prepare a 24-year-old quarterback. He still has to get reps, too. And the problem is, you can't put those guys behind a second or third team offensive line. You know, those two guys you have to keep healthy. If it was normal situation, you protect your starter and you roll the dice. They got Ryan Griffin now, who's never played a snap in the NFL in the regular season, even though he's into his fourth or fifth year. But he's now one snap away from being their quarterback. So they've had some injuries on the right side of their offensive line. It's going to be an issue tonight. And it really is something that, you know, that Dirk and his coaching staff has struggled with because it's a circumstance that you never usually face.
You know, I know the season just started, we're just kicking off preseason tonight, but what is your overall temperature of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year? How well do you think they're going to do in the NFC South?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, the whole story is what's going to happen these first 3 weeks. You know, they open at New Orleans, which is division champion, and they'll be all hyped. And, you know, New Orleans has lost a couple home games to start, you know, September the last few years. I don't know if that'll be the case, but, you know, that'll be a tough challenge. And then they play home against the world champions. And, you know, from year to year, every team is different. There's a lot of pressure on guys, teams defending their championship. And then they got a Monday night game against Pittsburgh. So three division winners in the first 3 weeks with Ryan Fitzpatrick as your quarterback. If they can overcome that, if somehow they can hang in there and stay afloat with one or two wins, you know, they got to hope that Jameis comes back and plays lights out. I mean, they do have a better football team in that they can run the ball, I think, this year with Ronald Jones and Peyton Barber. They're hoping to have sort of an inside-out situation like the Saints had with Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara. But, you know, lots of weapons on that offense. I mean, you look at the wide receivers and Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. DeSean Jackson should have a better year this year. And they got the tight ends and O.J. Howard and Cameron Brate. There's plenty of talent on this football team. They just got to find a way to stay afloat for the first 3 weeks, and then I think they'll be competitive in the NFC South.
Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times, again, at NFL Stroud on Twitter. Rick, I'm curious how you view the division. I mean, certainly you can imagine how we view it here in Atlanta, but how do you view the division in the NFC South? Who's the team to chase here?
Well, you know, look, at some point, I think, you know, somehow Drew Brees can't just keep going on, can he? I mean, you know, I don't know how much longer they can win with him. But that's a good football team. They're going to be without Mark Ingram early. I'll tell you, the team that I think the defense is going to be exceptional is Carolina. I think they got an outstanding defense. We'll see, you know, how North Turner does with Cam Newton. That could be a dynamic that could really work out for them, I think. I still think Atlanta is the team to beat. You know, they took a little step back last year. With Vic Beasley going back to defensive end, I don't know why they ever took him off that spot anyway. If they can get enough defense and Quinn can do that, you still have Matt Ryan and Julio Jones and all those great skill players. So, I mean, I would rank him as Atlanta being a favorite in my personal ranking. And then I got Carolina and the Saints. I mean, you can flip in any way with those three teams. If you look at the records since 2002, they're almost identical. And somewhere the Bucs have to find a way to, you know, to get into that mix. But that's the way I look at it right now. I think Atlanta probably has the best chance of winning this year.
Well, we're talking a little bit about the NFC South as we look at the race. And where do you think that the Bucs, Rick Stroud, you're more tapped into them? Because to me, and this is where I come from, we think, of course, it's the Falcons and maybe the Saints. I'm not really sure which way the Carolina Panthers are going to go, especially with those injuries that they've now suffered on their offensive line. No Norwell, no Williams. I mean, Jiminy Christmas. Yeah. But we'll see which way they go. Where do you think eventually the Bucs kind of fit into all of this?
Well, look, again, if they can survive the first couple weeks, I think they're going to be right in it. I mean, this is a pretty good defense that Mike Smith has now.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I mean, they went from first in the league and on third down to last, and they have a last in sacks with 22. But just pay attention to their defensive line. If those guys are, you know, some of them are older. I mean, Jason Pierre-Paul's 29, but he looks great. Vinny Curry and Bo Allen are Super Bowl champions. I think they'll have a rotation on defense that's going to help the back end of their defense and their corners. They got some young guys in Carlton Davis and MJ Stewart that can really play at corner to help them to go with Vernon Hargraves, who has to bounce back, and Brent Grimes is still freakish at 35 years old. So I would not rule them out. I mean, I think they're going to have to find a different way to win the first couple weeks. But after that, look, a lot of times when you are down like Jameis is right now, you got to fight your way out of it. I mean, he's fighting for his career, not just to get his team into the postseason. But, you know, sometimes when you're under the radar and you're counted out, that's when you have your best year. So remember, 2 years ago, they won 9 games. Mm-hmm. So this is not a team that doesn't have talent. And a lot of it has to do with injuries. But like I said, to be, you know, show me the team without your quarterback for 3 weeks and then tell me what their record's going to be at the end of the year.
Right, unless your name is New England, right? I get it. I mean, so I totally understand. Yet I will say this, Rick, as we wrap it up, you and I have been chopping it up. We both see what you see on that defensive line. I mean, Vea, McCoy, JPP, Curry. I mean,
they got some ballers.
Yeah, you got David making plays. I mean, yeah, that defense in Tampa could be.
I've seen them. You know, guys, I've seen them in practice, and I know they're going against Ryan Jensen, Ali Marpet, and those guys. Look, they're a handful. They're winning every day. Those guys can really get after it. And they put JPP inside in a pass rush sometimes next to McCoy and then bring in Noah Spence, who looks healthy and is up to 260 pounds.
Eating 9,000 calories a day, it'll do it for you.
Yeah, 9,000 calories a day. Sounds like a good diet. And so, you know, that's going to be the key. And they got the horses now, and it's just a matter of how quickly they can put that together. But I think that's going to be the strength of their team.
Hey, Rick, we really appreciate you taking a few minutes. Thank you very much.
Take care, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.